Lydia Cassatt reading the morning paper by Harriet Scott Chessman. Read by the author. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Woman Reading. In my dream, I walked down the 5 flights of stairs to the avenue in Paris. Yet when I open the heavy front door, I am on the porch at Hardwick. Robbie is pulling May in a wagon on the pebbled drive, and out in the meadow, I know, Alec is already beginning to urge his horse over the jumps. The day is bright, and I run toward the barn to saddle up Juno, when suddenly... Paris, septembre 1878. 1. Could you model for me tomorrow, Lyd? May's looking at me with a kind of urgency and hopefulness. I've been showing her some new dress patterns as we linger at the table after breakfast. She looks sweet for a moment and worried, and I say, I think so. Mother thinks it will make you too tired. Yes, I do, calls Mother from her room. N'importe quoi, I'm so much better now. I drink my coffee, picturing the walk to May's studio. It's only a few streets away, just off the Place Pigalle, but I haven't been well. And in any case, I've become attached to this perch, our apartment on Avenue Trudaine, in the 9th arrondissement. We're in Paris, and yet we're also in our own world, 5 stories up. We've become a bit like a nation, the Cassatt Nation. Small and besieged at times.